Czech archaeologists are best known for their work in Egypt spanning five decades. But some specialists have begun making headlines for excavation work in a different part of the world, Mesopotamia, the cradle of ancient civilization that is now present-day Iraq. Recently, an eight-member team headed by Karel Nováček of the University of West Bohemia returned from Iraq after having uncovered Stone Age tools that were used by our ancestors or our distant relatives, the Neanderthals. The tools date back some 150,000 years to the Middle Paleolithic, the oldest find of its kind in the city of Erbil in Kurdistan. Archaeologist Karel Nováček told me more about the Czech's involvement.
Je to historicky skutečně poprvé, kdy Češi organizují vlastní vědecké.
Historically, this is the first time that Czechs have been involved in northern Mesopotamia. But we didn't choose Erbil, it more or less chose us. A private Czech firm specializing in historic preservation had been involved there since 2004, and consequently we were able to build on their activities. We got the idea that Erbil, a city whose history goes back some 6,000 years before Christ, would be ideal for a Czech expedition.
Si zasloužil samostatnou pozornost nějaké vědecké expedice.
The project, however, presented a number of restrictions that had to be worked around, namely that, unlike more famous archaeological sites, only Erbil survived to the present day. With a population of 1 million, it is the third largest city in Iraq after Mosul and Baghdad.
Je především jiný v tom, že ta známá severoasijská centra.
Unlike the Assyrian cities of Nimrud and Ninimah, which lasted only into the Dark Ages or the Middle Ages, Erbil survived. The former sites were consequently far easier to excavate. By comparison, in Erbil it is much more difficult to get under the surface.
Chovala a je velice obtížné se k němu dostat.
Because they were working in a living city, Czech researchers relied on different methods to narrow down promising locations, archaeologist Karel Nováček explains.
Co se týče té metody nebo toho přístupu, kterým jsme tam museli zvolit, tak samozřejmě
in Erbil it's impossible to excavate just anywhere, to cut out a chunk of area like archaeologists did in the 19th century. So we chose a combination of methods to piece together a mosaic, taking geophysical measurements that are non-invasive, studying existing buildings and terrain, and analyzing old aerial and satellite photographs. We looked at material going back 50 years before many of the city's ancient sites were altered or destroyed.
Zbytky toho města ještě na těch leteckých snímcích vidět.
According to the Czech specialist, the team was able to piece together slivers of information that built up a better understanding of Erbil as a whole, a city whose ancient center, known as the Citadel, rises almost 30 meters above the rest of the town. It and its surrounding wall is built on layer upon layer of ancient settlements and buildings going back to 6,000 years before Christ. A veritable gem for future research.
Ta takzvaná citadela, ona je to vlastně samostatná městská čtvrť dneska, která.
The Citadel appears to have an uninterrupted history going back 6 or maybe even 7,000 years before Christ. Within its layers, it retains remnants of the original monumental architecture of the Assyrian city, temples and royal palaces, and the Temple of Ishtar, and so on. When it comes to the rest of the town, we are on more hypothetical ground, but our research suggests that there was a wider area that was also part of an older Assyrian city.
Začátku prvního tisíciletí před naším letopočtem.
The Czechs operated outside of the plateau, benefiting from the planned construction of an enormous hotel and commercial center in the newer part of town. They were able to scope the site 9 meters into the ground, and it is there that they eventually uncovered tools dating back to the Middle Paleolithic, roughly 150,000 years old. Sharp-edged, chipped flint tools used by our ancestors, or Homo sapiens' distant relative, Homo neanderthalensis. Both lived side by side in the region of Mesopotamia at the time.
To je samozřejmě věc, která zůstane asi záhadou, nebo kterou.
We will probably never know who really made the tools, not without concrete anthropological evidence. The remains of one of the prehistoric people who inhabited the area. That is not very likely at all in a site like Erbil. In an inhabited area, that kind of find would be practically unique. So who used the tools, which were used to cut meat or to skin animals, will probably always remain a mystery.
The tools uncovered in Erbil are likely the oldest ever found in the area, although the exact date has yet to be determined.
Tahle informace je zatím předběžná, protože nás samozřejmě čeká.
We can't be certain of the exact age and if the items are older than an American find dating back 50 years, but theirs was some 150 kilometers away, so this is most definitely the oldest find in Erbil itself.
Tohoto výzkumu, který je ovšem také už 50 let starý.
The Czech team's work in northern Iraq began in 2006 and will wrap up with several publications of their findings later in 2010. But archaeologist Karol Nováček says Czech researchers hope to continue their involvement in the region well into the future.
Já jsem svým vzděláním a svou specializací
Regarding the Paleolithic, there is still plenty of research we could do to follow up, although that would require some heavier equipment. But there are also other possibilities. In 2007, original buildings of the citadel dating back to the Ottoman Empire, probably the only remaining intact examples in all of Iraq, were emptied of inhabitants in return for newer property. Careful renovation of the historic buildings was set to begin, but the plan hit a hurdle along the way. The buildings have been empty for some 2 years, which is not good, but the project should begin soon. It is our hope that we will also be able to conduct research there when things get underway.
Výzkumy i jinde v jiných částech tady iráckého Kurdistánu.
The building's inhabitants, the archaeologist points out, were interestingly not original owners with ties to the city, but actually Kurdish families from mountain regions that Saddam Hussein's regime forcibly tried to assimilate.